Hello and welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners and podcast listeners everywhere. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx.
She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, a straight dog is nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you wanna listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay if you need help today, cause everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
This weekly show, Everybody Needs a Little Push, with Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, will be aired every Wednesdays on Transformation Talk Radio and podcast stations everywhere at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. I am delighted to bring you my weekly podcast program, which I hope will inspire you, coach you,
sometimes make you laugh,
and give you the push moment you need to move forward. And I'm going to do it the pushy Broadway. Straight up. No BS, easy, quick, with answers, suggestions, and directions that will give you a coaching experience that will be part cheerleader and part drill sergeant. Because everybody needs a little push from time to time. And here comes yours.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
The topic of this show is the road to self-empowerment. Empowerment is a process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. Self-empowerment as an action enables you to overcome your sense of powerlessness and lack of influence, and to recognize and use your resources. In other words, to work with your personal power. Let's see how we become more empowered by gaining control and building our self-esteem and our self-worth. Now is the time to discover your real power. Cultivate it, nurture it, and take it back. Here's an email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I'm in my 40s and I'm single. I've never really experienced a committed relationship. I date a lot, but never seem to find the right person. I'm beginning to think that I'm too old to find true love and I'm destined to live my life alone. Any suggestions? Kathy from Dallas. Thanks for your email, Kathy. I have one suggestion right away. Stop thinking that you're destined to live your life alone. We have no idea what the future holds. And if you keep getting it in your head that this is the way it's going to be forever, then that's the kind of energy that you are going to attract. I remember when I was in my 40s, it was the greatest time to be single. You have a lot going for you. If you've never really experienced a committed relationship, then you have to ask yourself certain questions. What are your standards? Are they too high, or maybe they're too low? You have to reevaluate what you want and how you want to get it. If you say you go out a lot and never seem to find the right person, then don't give up. Keep going. Maybe the way you're going out needs to change. Are you always trying to find guys in bars or on dating apps? Maybe you need to join a different group, or you need to go out with some girlfriends in a different kind of way to find the person that you want to date. You need to change it up. So many people I know do have success with dating apps. You know them all. Find one that's right for you and give it a shot. Don't put yourself in a corner. You are never too old to find the right person. And if you keep thinking that, then you will be alone. So pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and become empowered again.
Decide that you're going to have dating standards. You should never settle for someone. If you don't feel they're good enough for you, then just don't date them. You control your love life. So stop dating anyone and everyone just so you're not alone. Remember, your relationships do not define you. Have your standards and stick to them. And remember, like I said, to try something new. Go out, take a vacation. There are so many singles trips out there where you can find some lovely people. Do something outside of the box. And if you really want to begin to be an empowered woman, accept that you are wonderful and beautiful no matter what. Appearance holds many women back from empowerment. Looks aren't everything. Stop caring about what others may say or think. You are beautiful, no matter what. Keep looking in the mirror until you see yourself as a beautiful woman, the beautiful woman that you already are. Self-acceptance is a key to becoming one of the strong women that you would like to be. If you get yourself in the right frame of mind and tell yourself, I am great, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am empowered, then you become a magnet. And that magnet attracts people into your life that you really want there. And that's how you will find a committed relationship.
Assessing, reevaluating, and improving your self-esteem are key components to the road to self-empowerment.
Everybody knows that self-esteem means how you think about yourself. And for many of us, that doesn't always come with good thoughts. Let's try to figure out where self-esteem or lack of self-esteem comes from, and let's try to find ways to bolster your self-esteem. Let's hear from some of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I'm at an age where it shouldn't matter to me what anyone thinks, but I'm still concerned about what others are saying about me. My feelings are easily hurt, and I always feel less than. What can I do to bolster my self-esteem? Maggie from Windsor. Thanks for sharing, Maggie. Every single time we go on this roller coaster ride with our self-esteem, it's because you care more about what other people think of you than how you care about yourself. And that's a major disaster when it comes to self-esteem. The bottom line is, self-esteem means how you feel about yourself. Not how the world sees you, not how your friends see you, but how you see you. So using outside influences to determine how you see you is just simply false. You do not get a sense of who you are. It may feel better if your friends tell you how wonderful you are, and that's great, but it doesn't last forever. Self-esteem is intrinsic. It's internal. And the only way that you're going to constantly bolster your self-esteem is to make sure that it comes from within. It has to be something that you feel internally. So in order to bolster your self-esteem, I need you to make a gratitude list and find out what you're actually grateful for. The more you look at a gratitude list, the more you understand that the glass is half full and not half empty. Take a look at the traits in yourself that you actually admire. Stop comparing yourself to the world and stop taking other people's opinions and values as your own. That's a very good way to start bolstering your self-esteem. Here's another email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I've been separated for 3 years, but only out of the house for the past year. I've been married for 37 years. I'm 55. My husband has supported me all of this time as I was a housewife and a stay-at-home mom and later a grandmother. I left because of a lifetime of no love or affection. My husband now wants a divorce, and I'm terrified that now I will be financially responsible for myself and have no job or real work history. I know I can do anything if I put my mind to it, but this new change and adventure is so scary. I need advice. I'm a strong woman, and I always have been, but for whatever reason, this is terrifying to me. Please help. Darlene from Toronto. Thanks for your email, Darlene. You have said so many things here and addressed so many feelings that I know a lot of women are feeling as well. So I'm going to answer this in the Pushy Broad way. The first thing I can say is, What have you been doing for 3 years being separated? If you have just been waiting for your husband to support you with no means of an income at all, then part of you needs to take responsibility for where you are now. You could have taken these past 3 years and begun the reinvention of Darlene. But we're not going to dwell on the past. We're going to stay in the present. So your husband wants a divorce. Understand that this is not new. You've been separated for 3 years and you've already had a relationship between this time. So the divorce itself is really no big deal. I understand that you're terrified because now you'll be financially responsible for yourself. But fear does not mean impossibility. It just means that you're going to have to push through it. And we do that one day at a time. Stop seeing so far down the road. Sit down with pen and paper and put down all of the things that you like to do. Take a look at some of the resume templates online. It doesn't matter that you don't have a lifetime of work experience. You have a lifetime of other experiences. Maybe you're good with children. Maybe you like pets. Maybe you can work in a school and do some volunteer work or do an internship until you can get a full-time paying job. There are many opportunities out there. You have to be open to them. You have the ability to network with other people. You can pull in an income. Even if it means working at McDonald's, they will hire you. You must start somewhere. You tell me that you know you can do anything if you put your mind to it. And even though this new change and adventure is scary, it doesn't mean it's impossible. It only means that it's scary. Everything that we do outside of our comfort zone is scary. But imagine what the rewards will be like. So start by being empowered and focus on the reward. How good it will feel to be on your own and be independent from all the men in your life right now that are dragging you down. Try something new. I have always felt empowered when trying and mastering something new. Maybe you want to take a course, or maybe you want to decide you want to go on an adventure.
Empowerment comes from learning and gaining new skills.
It continuously proves to yourself that you're capable of anything. The other thing is, try to associate with people who treat you as an equal and treat you with respect. And maybe you'll get some networking opportunities out of it. Make sure that you tell everybody that you're looking for work. Absolutely everybody. The more you tell people, the more all kinds of opportunities can come your way.
And most importantly, think positive thoughts. The law of attraction means that positive thoughts attract positive energy. Negative thoughts can destroy even the strongest woman. It might seem impossible sometimes, but learn to recognize negative thoughts and immediately replace them with positive thoughts. You are really your best cheerleader, and so is the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. You might not always get support from others, so you have to keep your thoughts positive so you can always have support from yourself. I know that you can do it, Darlene. I know that you can.
Let's hear from another one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I always feel that I have to make excuses for where I am in life. All of my friends seem to be doing something better than me, and I always feel like I'm lacking and I'm simply not good enough. How can I turn this around? Haley from Vancouver. Well, the first thing you can do is stop looking at your friends. Stop comparing yourself to what other friends have and what they don't have. All the money in the world can't buy happiness. Sometimes. You don't know how people are behind closed doors. You know when you see very, very happy couples and you think, oh my God, they're fantastic, and then a couple of months later they're getting a divorce? You don't know how anybody is thinking or feeling. Stop comparing yourself to the world. You always set yourself up for sadness when you do that. Just compare yourself to you, where you were before, where you are now, and where you want to go. That's enough. Stay in that head. Stop making excuses for where you are in life. If you're not happy with your life, then take the steps to change your life. Other than that, don't make excuses for it. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx says stand up for who you are and be proud of whatever accomplishments you have. You want more accomplishments? Then go out there and make them. Let's get another letter from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I always seem to be my worst critic. I always find some fault with my looks or my choices in life. How do I move past this? Carrie from San Jose. Thanks for your email, Carrie. I really appreciate it. But again, we are not powerless over our thoughts. If you are not thinking well about yourself, then I need you to find reasons to think positive about yourself. Get out of your pity pot. Stop thinking that there's something wrong with you. Focus on what's right with you. All right, you may not be thrilled with your hands or your hair, but you may love your legs and your stomach. Who knows? Find a body part you can focus on and like. If you don't like your style and your makeup, then change it. If you want to do something else with your life, then make different choices. And stop thinking about the past. Stop regretting the past and lamenting over the past. And stop being your worst critic about things that have happened in the past. Enough. You can't change the past. Move forward into the future. Live in the present. Plan for the future. Forget the past. It's in the past. Make new choices. I've said in several podcasts that we all make mistakes. We absolutely do. And there are some things that we may regret. But our mission right now is to go out there and make new mistakes. Learn from the old ones. So stop being your worst critic and try to be your best cheerleader.
Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today.
Here is another email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, my ex and I have broken up now, and he won't give me my stuff back. I've tried repeatedly, but he won't communicate with me. What should I do? Anne from Salt Lake City. Anne, you have two options. Number one, forget about your stuff. It's only stuff. Whatever it is, it could probably be replaced. If there's something that you consider for sentimental reasons or for value, then make sure you go with a posse to go get it. I don't mean to tear down someone's door, but make sure you're not alone, and maybe you stand outside his house and you have some friends together, go get your stuff. If not, if nothing is valuable or sentimental, then leave it be. For some reason, he won't communicate with you and his approach is childish and ridiculous. So don't stoop down to his level. Just replace your stuff.
This is a very good time to talk about self-empowerment in relationships. It's very possible that over the course of your life, you will experience many partner relationships. Sometimes you will be the one leaving that relationship, and sometimes they will be the one leaving you. But no matter what, it's important to stay self-empowered. When you are in a relationship, it's not only essential for you to do that, but it's even more essential for your partner. It's really important that you don't lose yourself or your identity in that relationship. each relationship should be about compromise, not sacrifice, meaning that you cannot lose or sacrifice your identity, the essence of who you are, your wants and your needs and your personality and what makes you, you. Healthy relationships that nurture self-empowerment are the ones that always seek compromises with partners that are beneficial to both of you. That means that your choices matter. Your wants, your needs, your likes, and your dislikes. You have to remember that the individual who came into the relationship, meaning you, is what your partner was attracted to begin with. So why lose the best parts of you and the most unique parts of you? Part of self-empowerment in relationships is to understand that you must always define and enforce your personal boundaries and respect them. These personal boundaries protect us. They give us a sense of security and well-being. In the beginning of a relationship, those boundaries may be blurred, as, you know, maybe you try to bend over backwards to be the person that you think your partner wants you to be. We think that we have to behave in a certain way, or maybe they'll leave us or walk away from us. But when we do not retain our personal space, our personal choices, and the essence of who we are, then basically the relationship is false from the start. We lose ourselves in the process. So what do? You remember to keep the focus of attention on yourself. That does not mean to be selfish. It means that being self-empowered, taking responsibility for yourself, not the other person. You must be responsible for your own feelings and your own behavior. You are the only one that has control over your decisions, your behavior, your actions, and your reactions to things. Focus on what you can control, and that is only yourself. The only person that you can change is you. And I want you to remember that, which means that you can change you. Self-empowerment simply means that you are not stuck in your ways or stuck in your situation. There is such a great freedom in that, knowing that and understanding it. You always have choices to assess, evolve, and change. That means that self-empowerment is ever-changing and growing and redeveloping, almost like software upgrades for our brain. I like to think of it that way because then I understand that new information that comes to us from all kinds of new sources, the more I am aware, the more I am open to learning new things, and the more that I strive to be a better version of myself. And the easier it is to understand that self-empowerment is a process, not a destination. It's a journey of excitement and adventure. The only person that you can change is you. And that is the most important tool and the best road to self-empowerment.
Want quick answers to things with no BS? Here's my segment, No or Yes.
When you need a quick answer, no BS. Ask the pushy broad and she'll say no or yes.
Dear pushy broad from the Bronx, my husband always handles the money and the bills. I've never taken any interest, but my friends now keep telling me that I should. Are they right? Yes, absolutely. They are 150% right. I can't tell you how many stories I've had from my clients saying that one person is in the dark about money and then all of a sudden something disastrous happened. I work with a couple whose husband took care of all the funds, and what he did was put his business and his personal situation together. So when the business folded, the personal finances folded as well, and the wife was clueless. I've also had situations where husband and wife didn't know what was going on between them, and when something really important came up, nobody had any money for anything, unbeknownst to each other. I've also had a situation where the wife was handling all the money, and the husband thought there was much more money there than there actually was. When you are in a committed relationship,
whether you are married or living with someone,
and you have finances together, then it's everybody's responsibility to know what money's going in and what money's coming out. It doesn't matter if you're financially contributing. You're still contributing in another way. Yes, yes, yes. You need to take an interest in the money and the bills. Absolutely. Right away. Today.
Besides the fact that you have to think about what life would be like if this person was not in your life. If you become single and you have to manage things on your own, you have to know what's going on in your life. And one of those things is finances. So yes, you have to know how to handle finances.
Here's another no or yes question from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I always seem to give in to every argument with my boyfriend. I think it's better to have peace than to fight. Am I right? Oh my God. Absolutely no. You are not right if you just give in to every argument so that you won't fight.
Of course, whenever we can, we should opt not to be in conflict and to fight. But that doesn't mean that we should shove things under the rug and say to ourselves, it's not worth the argument. It absolutely is worth the argument when you have to stand up for what you believe. So if you think you are avoiding the fight to compromise who you are, then it's not better.
Understanding that you can say no. And you may be saying no more often than you think. Being empowered is not losing ourselves in a relationship. It's standing up for who we are and what we want. And if that means that you have to have an argument around it, then it's worth it. It doesn't have to be a full-blown fight that's yelling and screaming, but it does have to be a disagreement until you reach a compromise. If you don't do that, then you're constantly sacrificing yourself in this relationship.
Here's another no or yes question from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, people tell me that I'm overconfident. Is there something really wrong with that? Well, I guess that depends. I would say that overconfidence never gets you anywhere, but I would rather you be overconfident than underconfident. If you tell me that you have a large ego, it is easier to get you to a place sometimes of self-esteem than if I'm working with someone that has no self-esteem at all. I can always try to show you some humility if you are overconfident. And if you have low self-esteem, you really have to understand gratitude. So it's all about humility and gratitude and giving your self a sense of balance. Putting your ego aside and deciding that whatever you're doing, you are happy with yourself and you love yourself unconditionally. And that gives you both the right amount of confidence and the right amount of self-esteem. Here's another no or yes question from one of my listeners. Do affirmations for self-esteem really work? The answer is they have worked for people that I have worked with. Yes, affirmations do work. They put positive messages into your brain about how you feel about yourself, and they absolutely work. So give them a try. I have an affirmations bundle for sale at pushybroadfromthebronx.com. Go and check it out and see if that works for you. Here's my next segment, 10 Minutes of Tears. We realize that there are tough times in our lives.
Times that we do want to cry about things.
So the Pushy Broad from the Bronx is giving you 10 Minutes of Tears, which allows you to cry and then pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Because we all know that you can't live in that sorrow forever. Here is our 10 Minutes of Tears.
When you're feeling sad and kind of blue, rather lost and not really in it, don't stay angry, lost, or confused. 10 Minutes of Tears is certainly for you. Please cry, but only for 10 minutes.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I've always been self-conscious about my weight, even when I was little. Now I'm in my 50s and I still struggle. Being overweight has directly affected my self-esteem in so many ways. How do I finally feel better about myself? Robin from Chicago. Thanks so much for sharing, Robin. I really appreciate it. Weight and any other physical situation that we are not happy with is a direct correlation to our self-esteem. Always. And sometimes we go through a tremendous amount of depression and anxiety and sadness around our weight as it fluctuates or how we've been unhappy with it for years. We become self-conscious and then we, of course, go directly to low self-esteem. Well, Robin, actually, you have a couple of choices. Number one, you can decide to feel better about yourself no matter what you look like. And since this weight has been around for a very long time, it's about time that you embraced you and exactly who you are. And if you're not ready to embrace you and exactly who you are, you've been this way most of your life, then I need you to take a losing weight regime a lot more seriously. It's one or the other. Otherwise, you will stay in this limbo state. So that's what you have to do. So you can cry about it all you want, but then you have to realize two choices. Accept and love myself unconditionally for who I am, no matter what I look like, or take steps to change the way I look. Two choices, but neither of them mean that you are stuck.
Here's another 10 Minutes of Tears moment from one of my listeners.
Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I've lost everything in this divorce. My house, my income, my husband was the provider, and the kids aren't thrilled, so now they're not talking to me. I'm sad, angry, and alone. Where do I start to get my life back? Tiffany from Darien, Connecticut. Thank you for sharing, Tiffany. Divorce and breakups are devastating. I know. I've been through two divorces, and I've been through breakups in my life. They are not easy, there is no question. But life goes on. You start by working on Tiffany. Number one, stand up for yourself. That's part of being an empowered woman, and maybe one of the hardest things to do. First of all, you have spent time in a relationship, now it's over, but you still have you. You had you before the relationship. You have to have you now. So try to be around with people that are loving and supporting. That's one way. Don't worry about your kids. They will come back around. Make sure that you work towards success. Have some goals written down that can keep you focused. Most of the empowered women that I know are very serious about their goals. They have a list. And they can tell you exactly what they plan to do to be successful. Set little goals and large goals. What am I going to do today to get through the day? What do I have to accomplish? And most importantly, make yourself a priority. Take care of yourself. Nurture yourself. Get enough sleep. Eat well. Exercise. Do the things you love. That's part of growing past this and becoming a more empowered woman. The more you take care of you, the more empowered you'll feel. I guarantee it. And most importantly, respect yourself. It took two to make this marriage and it took two to break this marriage, no matter what. You're not the villain here and you're not the victim either. You're a person that has gone through a crisis that you have to deal with right now. But take it from one who knows. It does get better. You will get through this, and you have great support. You can do this, Tiffany. We're right here for you.
We've all had a push moment, and the Pushy Broad from the Bronx wants to hear some of yours. If you'd like to share your most defining moments for her Everybody Needs a Little Push segment, or want to ask a question for her No or Yes segment, or maybe you want to share your 10 minutes of tears moment, you can email her at ellen@pushybroadfromthebronx.com. We love reading all of your comments, questions, and push moments. You can be a part of an amazing group of people and get more access to the Pushy Broad from the Bronx by becoming a part of her email list. If we air your question or comment on the Pushy Broad from the Bronx podcast, for privacy purposes, we will change your name to protect the innocent. Or the guilty. We don't know. We're not judging. If you aren't ready to share with her just yet, or if you want more Pushy Broad from the Bronx goodness, join her Facebook group. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Be sure to check out her website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com.
Here's my last segment. I'm talking here.
I'm talking here.
I'm talking here. Listen. Learn. Pay attention. I'm talking here. Low self-esteem is what creates the feeling of inadequacy. Many people don't even know where it originates. Low self-esteem has a strong negative influence on all of us in every aspect of our life. Low self-esteem attracts bad and unhappy relationships. It prevents you from getting a promotion at work, and it makes you feel like everything surrounding you is just gray and absolutely unfair. What subconscious thinking are you going through that creates low self-esteem, and how can you get rid of it? Okay, here it is. Stop comparing yourself to the world, okay? You know, the world is about competition, but maybe that's in major league sports and athletics, for God's sakes, all right? If you're not competing, stop competing with the world. Just focus on you. That's not such a hard thing to do. And if you turn around and you tell me that your parents gave you feelings of low self-esteem, then realize you're not with your parents right now. Tell that little child in you that you are okay, because now you are an adult. And you're no longer tied to your parents' opinions. You have your own opinions. And you cannot associate with anybody who tells you that you're not good enough, you're not strong enough. Go away from those people. Those are negative influences. Do not believe them, no matter what. If you're going out for something and people say, no, you can't, or it's not good enough, or any of those things, walk away. There will be other people in this world that will say, yes, that looks great. But no matter what, just keep a singular focus on how good you are and how you're going to improve yourself every single day. Low self-esteem is an unconscious underestimation of your self-importance, your value, and your uniqueness. You, as a human being, have to give yourself more credit. Stop comparing yourself to others so you make things worse. Just compare yourself to you on a daily basis. If you are a person working on your personal development, then you understand that every person is a whole unique person in their own right. They're unique and different from all others. All you have to know is that it is impossible to always be the best in everything. But you can, however, do the best you can in your own uniqueness. So make sure you have a balance of self-esteem. It is a very important aspect of the self-esteem process. It can be really detrimental to your mental health to have either an extremely high or extremely low sense of self-esteem. Finding a comfortable middle is the key. This eliminates the need for comparisons in either direction. Also realize that there's always hope to improve and change your life. I always say, as long as you're alive, there's hope. So make sure you know that every single day is a new one, and every single day you have a chance to do something different. You can change your outside as well as your inside. Sometimes changing your outside is an easy way to help bolster your inside, like vice versa, like getting a new haircut or trying a new lipstick or going to a different place or putting yourself in a different environment or going on a diet or whatever. Change the outside to change the inside. Or sometimes you have to change the inside to change the outside. Think of yourself better. Do more affirmation work. Go out and see a play. Read some books. Socialize with people that are positive influences in your life. But one of the best ways to bolster your self-esteem is to act as if you have better self-esteem, believe it or not. That is a proven treatment. Act as if you are the person you really want to be. And lo and behold, you will find that person. If you need some other ways to bolster your self-esteem, remember that you have power over your thoughts and beliefs. You can change how you feel about yourself. Another thing you can do is try to identify some troubling situations or conditions. Think about the conditions or situations that seem to deflate your self-esteem. Common triggers may include a work or a school presentation, a crisis at work or home, a challenge with a spouse or a loved one, a change in roles or life circumstances, and become aware of these conditions and situations and plan ahead for them. And in some instances, you maybe can avoid them or you can bolster your courage to tackle them. But identify your surroundings and your trigger points. What makes you feel less than? Become aware of your own thoughts and beliefs. Once you've identified troubling situations, pay attention to your thought processes around them. This includes what you tell yourself. Self-talk is really important, and what your interpretation of the situation actually means to you. Your thoughts and beliefs might be positive, negative, or neutral. They may be rational, based on real reason or facts, or irrational. Remember, we talked about perceived situations and actual situations. Be realistic with yourself. Ask yourself if these beliefs are true. Would you say these things to a friend? If you wouldn't say them to someone else, don't say them to yourself. Challenge all of your negative or inaccurate thinking. Your initial thoughts may not be the only way to view a situation. Reframe, change it up, see it in a different way. Be aware that it can be hard to recognize these inaccuracies in your thinking if you have these thoughts, especially for a long time. Realize that you want to give up these opinions and perceptions. They weren't working for you in the past. Let them go. Let's try new ways of thinking about the future. And pay attention to the thought patterns that begin the process of low self-esteem. Stop thinking it's all or nothing. Realize that some things aren't good or bad, or just good or bad. Like, if I don't succeed in this task, I'm a total failure. The world isn't so black and white all the time. There are many more shades of gray. Don't only see the negatives and dwell on them. Don't distort your view of a person or a situation, okay? Realize that everybody deserves some slack and everybody has pitfalls, and we are all human and we have positives as well as negatives. And you should be trying to convert the negatives into positives. Don't reject your achievements and other positive experiences by insisting that they don't count. Everything counts. Don't say things like, I only did well on that test because it was so easy, or I only got that promotion because they didn't want to give it to anybody else. Take credit for your positivity and for your successes, and realize that you can celebrate them. Don't minimize them. And don't mistake your feelings for facts, okay? Feelings aren't facts. I don't know how many times I could say that. Feelings are not facts. They're just feelings. And feelings can be changed. And stop negative talking. Only talk to yourself in a positive light. Absolutely. Now, Replace all your negative thoughts or inaccurate thoughts with accurate, constructive thoughts. Treat yourself with kindness and encouragement. Instead of thinking that something won't go well, try telling yourself things like, it's going to go well. Put yourself first in a good way. Forgive yourself for mistakes. Make new mistakes. Avoid things like should and must statements. Say things like, I might want to, or I want to, or I will, rather than I should or I must. And focus, focus, focus on the positive. Always by giving yourself encouragement and love and understanding and absolutely unconditional love. You give the people around you love. You give your pet unconditional love. Bring the love back to yourself. You deserve it. You are entitled. And you can give it to yourself more than anybody on the planet. Everybody is capable of healthy self-esteem. It starts right now.
By taking your power back.
Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. I'm known as the Pushy Broad from the Bronx because I have always been considered an outspoken woman. But my definition of outspoken is simply to speak out. And that's what one has to do to become empowered sometimes. It is part of knowing ourselves and who we are. And I know who I am as the Pushy Broad simply because I've had success in that area from speaking out and not being afraid what other people think of me. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I still understand who I am and how much I care about myself. Part of being an empowered woman and gaining control is really knowing ourselves. An empowered woman knows who she is. Many women today feel as though they've lost themselves. Maybe they gave too much to a relationship, or they put too much time into work and not enough time into themselves, or maybe they felt they got lost in the challenge of motherhood. Regardless, many women need to spend more time with themselves, and that is the gaining control part I am talking to you about. There are so many ways in this world today to take control of our own lives. And maybe you want to do that with a whimper, or maybe you want to do that with a roar. But the Pushy Broad from the Bronx is here to tell you, it is your time to do it now. And one of the best ways to do that is to get to know yourself. Understand your weaknesses, understand your strengths, and give honest and helpful feedback to yourself about what's going on in your life. The more honest you can be with yourself, the more you will begin to know yourself better. Another way to feel empowered is to give back. Gain control when you help others, because when you help others, you automatically help yourself. Give back to the community. Do some volunteer work. Find a charity you want to support. Organize your own community program. Do what you want to make a contribution, whether large or small. Giving back doesn't have to be a grand thing. It may be as simple as just being kind to one another. So open your heart and others will open theirs. It is empowering to live with an open heart. Closed hearts do not provide strength to anyone. Another thing you can do to start gaining control and empowering yourself is to go after your dreams. Remember those? I'm sure you used to have those once upon a time. Go back there. What did you dream about before you got married? What have you been dreaming about while you've been raising the kids? Maybe you've been dreaming about the day that you don't have to raise kids anymore. If you truly believe in your dreams, you can make them happen. But in order to do that, you have to start trying. One of the best ways I use to have people begin to create their dreams is to make a vision board to illustrate and remind yourself of all the goals you would like to accomplish. Listen to your heart. It was put there to empower you. Other traits of empowered women and gaining control is never stop learning. There are so many things to do online. Find a way to expand your mind on a daily basis. Tell yourself that you're going to be a learner, that you're going to learn something new every single day. And with a computer at your fingertips, it is not hard at all. Then you'll begin to decide what you want. Even if it's by a process of elimination, you'll know what you don't want. And the other thing is, be as independent as you can. It is great to find people to do things for you. And one of my mottos is sometimes don't do yourself what you can pay someone else to do. But sometimes you do have to do things for yourself. And the more you do them for yourself, the more you've learned a new skill. So if it means that you're the one picking up the leaves in the driveway and you're the one doing your own laundry, or you're the one that is now taking care of all the bills and learning what QuickBooks is all about and all that stuff, and now you're learning how to put a resume together or you're taking a new class, then why not? Be independent. And you've made lots of connections over the years. You maybe never thought that the woman that you've been going grocery shopping with has a friend who maybe can use you for a job. Start talking. Tell people who you are and what you want. The traits of an empowered woman are very, very easy to recognize. You can tell the difference between an empowered woman and a powerless woman. An empowered woman takes responsibility for her life. She makes her own rules. She honors herself. She lives by her inner compass. She has inner strength. She understands her head, heart, and gut, and she's not strictly ruled by her emotions. She chooses empowering relationships. She takes a stand. She develops a relationship with fear and does not let it get the best of her. She takes calculated risks, and she loves herself, no matter what, unconditionally. Each of you is capable of feeling empowered. It is an amazing feeling, and when you are there or beginning to feel that kind of excitement, pass it on. Join me, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, because my mission is to help you rediscover that identity through self-empowerment and self-awareness.
Tune in each week to take this journey with me. You'll find me here every Wednesdays on Transformation Talk Radio at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening, and remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
The Pushy Broad from the Bronx would like to thank her production team. Songwriter, composer, musician, and sound man, Sam Goche. Voice artist and announcer, Taylor Goche. Oh, that's me. And thanks to collaborative writer and assistant production manager, Richard Torres. Virtual assistant and social media guru, Kimberly Studdard. Special thanks to Laura Kravitz, production manager, and Susan Herman, collaborative writer. And a very special thanks to Love Love Studios in Brooklyn,
Brooklyn,
for recording and mixing our music.
Here is disclaimer information that we are required to produce.
Professional coaches provide an ongoing partnership designed to help clients produce fulfilling results in their personal and professional lives. Coaches help people improve their performances and enhance the quality of their lives. Coaching services received from certified life coach Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are not offered as a substitute for professional mental health care or medical care, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any mental health or medical conditions. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx is not acting as a mental health counselor or a medical professional. All comments and ideas offered by Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are solely for the purpose of aiding her audience in achieving their goals, and hopefully keep you smiling in the process.